Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar, the fabulous co-host that could. Was that a good one? Okay.
That was a good one.
All right. Of course, we would like to hear from you. So, hey, give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If your social network, you can always, wherever you find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us. We got you. We down for that. We want that smoke. So, like, not smoking, but we want that. I guess not the California fire smoke, but we want the other smoke, I guess.
We don't want that California smoke.
Yeah, that's coming to a theater near us. And as always, we encourage you, go to smoothdrama.com. Jump in the chat room with us. Conversate with us. We go in there. We talk a taste.
Conversate. Love that conversate.
We conversate. So smoothdrama.com, jump into the chat room. It's anonymous. You can be whoever you want to be, wherever you want to be, however you want to be. We'll allow it. So, that being said, if you're on Facebook, I almost forgot, because I can't do this without giving a shout out to Mr. Lavender, right? So, you're on Facebook, you can ask to jump into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. Lavender, a.k.a. Non-Bumpy Knuckles, a.k.a. Ashy Ankles, and Rough Knee Pads, Mr. J.
Rough Knee Pads.
You don't have smooth knee pads, you have the rough knee pads. I don't know. I just be talking. But you have to get into the Smooth Drama group. We'll let you in. Within reason. Mr. J might want some pictures or something, but that's a whole other different conversation.
Yeah.
So, speaking of whole other conversations, it's nuts out here. We were premature, Brown Sugar. The apocalypse is still scrumptious.
Definitely.
It's even more scrumptious. So we just gonna go back to apocalypse mode. We just going back to apocalypse mode because the apocalypse is here. It is here. In full effect. It was almost like what's the lie? Like, look. Just go ahead. I ain't gonna do nothing. And then they hit you.
Yeah. It's okay.
Right.
Come here and tell me. Come closer.
Right.
This is a safe space.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then you get hit. So that's what happened. Everybody got happy. Well, what was it? It was in June, right? It was in June when everybody got happy. Remember we had that weekend? Yeah. It's on and cracking. California. opening
up. Yeah, that was June.
Everybody
I don't even think it was. Was it even a month? Was it a month into it or no?
No.
Did we get to a month? We just got a few weeks in.
Well, it was the second weekend. Remember, I can't remember. See, now I gotta look. It was the second weekend of June, and yeah, I think it was the 18th. The 19th
mm-hmm.
was, that was that weekend. Remember, I was like, that's going to be the murder weekend. Remember, we talked about it. And, of course, because Juneteenth. So, everybody was out.
Yeah.
And it was the murder weekend all across the country, but especially in California. So, they were just shooting little kids, getting shot. It was bad. And it has not slowed down from there. So,
no, it hasn't.
I don't think
people are taking it as serious as they were initially, though. So I think that's like people are kind of indifferent about it now. So
because you're talking about the COVID, and so. See, COVID's not the problem. The COVID stuff is still regular. You know, the resurgence was from the same people who was going to get it anyway. I mean, in my humble estimation, yes. Because they never took anything seriously. So.
True.
So. They didn't take it seriously, and here we are. So that to me was a real shock. I just like, because you know, I've said my policy. I don't think that we should even make folks wear masks or anything. This is grown folk time. I'm the let it lay where it lay. If you don't want to wear a mask. You don't want to practice the hygiene, all that other, the precautions. I'm not going to argue with you. What? Why? Why are we arguing?
I mean, I agree when it's adults. But when you're talking about children, which we are now, you know, all this time we were saying, oh, children are safe. Don't worry. It's a low risk for children. And now it's not. So had we did what we needed to do in the beginning, then we wouldn't be worried about what's happening to children now.
Yeah, but once again, we're still talking about that they're the evil folks, and when I say evil, the ignorant folks. I ain't gonna call you evil for being ignorant, even though some folks are evil. The ignorant folks are.
Yeah, you can be ignorant and evil.
they pass that on to their kids, and so here we are. Now.
Yeah, but if you're a child, a young child.
Right, and so we have so in society, it there's private industry, right? So schools to get into sporting events, different, you know, because there's the people that have the other people's. Welfare in sight. So if we thinking about it from that perspective, like they're saying sports, hey, you got to show you're vaccinated or show that you have that negative test. I mean, to fly, all this other. So it's here. And it's set up that way. And so school, you have to do your wellness check and you have to make sure that hey, you got that negative test every week, or show that your immunization and your vaccination. So that stuff's in place, and so from there, I look at it like it's an organizational thing. Some organizations may be with it, some organizations may not. I don't see the argument. If the dry cleaner says, you know what, we don't need to be vaccinated for y'all to come in, you don't need to wear a mask to come in. Hey, that's on them. It's everybody's choice. Grown folks' choice. Because I'm talking about where grown folks go. The kids' stuff is basically school. So,
yeah.
School, you got to wear it or gonna send you home. Everywhere else, it's up to that place. Because there are some places where they're like, hey, relax, we don't care. And so, it's personal choice. It's a personal choice.
Yeah, and I agree it is a personal choice. I just feel like the personal choices, in which, I mean, it's always been this way. Adults make the rules, we make the decision, and then the kids suffer. That's all.
Well, yeah. Well, the kids always suffer because adults are stupid. So that's always going to be what it is. And I'm fine with it. We're going to have it anyway, so.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Now, not to be stuck on this. You know, there's Australia. You know how we always talk about Australia and we give you reasons not to go to Australia?
Exactly. Yes, we do. Because it is crazy.
I got it. I got a good one for you, Brown Sugar. I got a real good one.
So, better than Spider? Because that's good enough for me.
Way better. Way better.
Okay.
So, there are shoppers who were looking for seasoning at a supermarket in Australia on Monday. And Woolworths in Glenorie, which is a suburb of Northwest Sydney. And the snake just came out from the seasoning. Python.
What?
Yeah, it's about 10 feet long.
I don't understand. What do you mean the snake came from? It was on the shelf?
All right, yeah. So,
imagine. And he was there all day and nobody saw him?
Well, apparently this customer was like, yeah, I was just browsing and saw the snake. Because, you know, you go to grab seasoning, the snake's face is like right there, like 8 inches from him, looking at him. So I immediately thought, like, wow, okay. So we have snakes on the shelf in the grocery store. 10 feet snakes. 10 feet snakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's right there.
And then nobody sees.
Nobody see what?
I mean, nobody saw it from like the beginning.
Well, you don't know. You don't know. I mean, because I know for me, because, you know, she's talking calm, like, yeah, it wasn't aggressive. It was on the shelf. It was on the shelf.
I mean, if you're an Australian, an Aussie, I'm sure, like, not that particular thing is like, you know, every day, but it's something with some creatures happening every day.
Yeah. I'm just saying the grocery store.
So, I mean, it probably wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a big deal. This is just another day in Australia.
I know. But, see, that's why I'm saying there's another reason not to go to Australia.
No, and I agree. I'm not, you know, I like to travel, but I mean, there's just certain places I'm just not interested in going. And Australia is one of them.
It's on the top of my list not to go to. I hear it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I hear it's beautiful. I'm just like, I'd be scared to go I mean, because people had them in their house. I couldn't be in the hotel, and there's a python that just show up. I'm done. I know I'm done.
I mean, my whole vacation, my whole time is ruined. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because it's so I would say, in fairness, if I'm there and I see it, if you see me screaming, you're with me. You see me screaming and running. Don't ask. Just run in that direction I'm running.
Yeah, just follow you, huh?
Yeah, I'm very reliable on these things. So if it's a snake, I will scream. I will be all out of character, and that's how you know. All right. So confident citizens say I saw a couple of pythons on Bourbon Street. Okay. All right. Now you sure, confident citizen, that you wasn't drinking a little bit, and so the pythons you think you saw might have been different kind of python? Oh, Burmese. Okay, whatever. All right. So we doing this. All right. I think you saw a couple different pythons, but we ain't gonna get into that. That's... Yeah, ruining my day. Ruining my day, night, evening, morning, week, month, all that. And on that note, we just gonna go on break. So we're saying we're back to doing the hour. We have been doing the hour and a half. So for my listeners, I know some of you are geared to it, but we're taking 30 minutes off, but we still gonna be fly, right, Brown Sugar? Just a little bit. All right.
All the time.
So, going on break. This is KRS-One. My philosophy.
So you're a philosopher? Yes. 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 Yeah. Yes. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. In about 4 seconds, people will begin to speak. I think very deeply. Let us begin. What, where, why, or when? Will love be explained like instructions to a game? Do you understand? In fact, I'm kind of rational. When I'm asking you, who is more dramatic than this one or that one? The white one or the black one?
Better, rappers like Redder, a lot of DJ Scott LaRock.
Smooth Drama. That was KRS-One, My Philosophy, and that's one of my favorites. I love that one. 347-826-7435. Our caller number is 347-826-7435.
One of my favorites, too. I like that joint.
Yeah, I like that one, yeah.
Yeah. You know, back in the day, when you could dance the cuts like that. Sorry.
Good time.
So, how you feel about the COVID requirement? So, you know, like for example, there's an Alabama doctor who refuses to see patients if they're unvaccinated.
Wow.
Yeah, so,
you know,
I mean,
I don't know.
It's starting to get into that area.
I mean, it's funny because it's funny you even mention this right now because I didn't read it just right now, but on someone's face on my Facebook feed, somebody had a little thing about, you know, like a hypothetical situation where somebody goes to a restaurant and they're making reservations, and the hostess asks, "Matt, you know, are you vaccinated?" And then the person, "Are you vaccinated? And by the way, you know, it's a whole thing." And I'm like, oh, wow. Because if with HIPAA laws, like what is okay and not okay? Right?
Well, so once again, this is his private practice, right? And so what he's saying is, so he don't want to see unvaccinated people because he
okay,
has.
Okay, so would he want to see HIV positive people?
Probably not.
Or patients that have tuberculosis, or patients that have hepatitis C.
Yeah, I don't know.
And why are we not talking about people who have the common cold that or the flu? Yeah. I mean, I see it all around. I see both sides of the coin. And it's like, oh, on one hand, I agree with that. And it's like, oh, okay, yeah, but I agree with that. You know, you always talk about me on the fence. But this is why I'm always on the fence. Because he does have a right for that. But then you have to think about, like, to what extreme. Why are we treating COVID any worse than any other communicable disease?
That is the question. That is the question. So, you know, we say it and we're here.
Yeah.
We say it and we're here.
I mean,
here.
So you can TB. TB is the same thing. I cough. I have TB and we're all, you know, it's five of us in a room and I cough, you know, sometimes. And now you guys have been exposed. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but see, this is what I'm saying. So there's a lot of stuff that's out there, obviously, that is contagious. And we know, there are some people who are vaccinated against tuberculosis, some are not.
No TB vaccine, I don't think.
I don't think
there's a TB vaccine. Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I've never heard of it. We're supposed to, because of the line of work we do, we're supposed to take a TB test every 2 years.
Yeah. I think it's every 3 years.
But I don't think, 2 to 3 years, but it's not, I've never, like, nobody's ever said, oh, do you want the TB vaccine? I've never been offered a vaccine for tuberculosis.
Well, it's not widely used in the United States. It's the Bacille Calmette-Guerin. It's a vaccine for tuberculosis. Because I looked this up. Not widely used in the United States, but given to infants and small children in other countries where TB is common. And just like the other ones, BCG does not always protect people from getting TB.
I mean, the COVID vaccine doesn't protect you from getting COVID. It just minimizes. There's very few vaccinations. I think measles, mumps, rubella, and polio are probably the ones where there's, you know, the of not getting it. There's like a 10% chance you can still get it, but.
Right.
You know, all four of those diseases have been eradicated, basically.
Right. Well, I mean, but what they're saying is because it's not recommended for use in the United States because there's a low risk of infection with the Mycobacterium tuberculosis.
Yeah.
So that's why they just do the skin test. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because
well,
I remember.
Interesting.
I had a TV. I remember TV, the reaction test that you take. And I remember looking up, is there a vaccine for tuberculosis? And they have one. And that's why I was like, yeah, they have one. It's not you.
I would have never known that.
Yeah.
I've been getting the TB test for over 20 years. And I used to work in the health field, and I just, you know, never heard anybody say there was a vaccine.
Yeah,
not even for other countries because usually
they have higher rates of tuberculosis.
Yeah. But usually that would be why I had to take the TB test because of where I work. And we had a lot of, you know, people coming in getting, you know, the INS exams, the physicals and things like that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So,
and I'm like, no, I just thought it was weird now that you say that.
And so
I guess they weren't vaccinated.
Right. So now when you talk about it, they say tuberculosis is caused by a type of bacterium called Mycobacterium, and it's spread when a person with active TB disease in their lungs coughs or sneezes and someone else inhales the expelled droplets, which contain TB bacteria. Sounds familiar, right?
Sounds just like COVID.
Sounds familiar.
and the flu.
Right. So now, if we throw those together, I mean, because if, and let's just be conspiracy theorists here for a second. Let's say there is no, like you said, you hadn't heard of a TB vaccine because they don't really offer it here in the United States. But we have COVID, which sounds exactly like tuberculosis. Sounds exactly like
yeah.
it. All the way down to the coughing and the droplets that you inhale.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's like, remember how slavery changed to human trafficking? Same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe tuberculosis changed to COVID. I don't know. They seem like cousins. They seem like cousins.
I mean, aren't they?
Yeah, so there's the cough that lasts more than 3 weeks, the loss of appetite, unintentional weight loss, fever, chills, night sweats.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But that was it. Yeah. So there's that. There's that. See, that's why I rock with you,
yeah.
Brown Sugar. You bring up stuff.
Why is that?
Unintentionally. You ain't even trying to go there. And you hit the nail on the head. Without even looking. I'm just trying
to see both sides. Just understand, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. So, just as a thought, people, we're talking about the same thing does the same thing. You wonder, because we hadn't had the vaccine, you can exploit that, and boom, because apparently, there are a lot of places that they use that tuberculosis vaccine, but a lot of places that they don't because of the low level of infection. But if
yeah.
you put it out there,
I never knew they had one.
Right. Well, like I said, I only knew because I looked it up a long time ago, and so now it's interesting that. They're like first cousins. They're like first cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Tuberculosis and COVID.
Yes, they are. Sounds like they're in the same family.
And interesting stuff. So yeah, it doesn't work. But here it is. All right. So interesting concept. An old thing that was revisited. Speaking of old things that were revisited, so in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
I think 1965, there's a woman who accused Bob Dylan of befriending her over 6 weeks, gave her drugs and alcohol, and abused her at his apartment in New York City.
Okay.
And so, 1965. Now, the author says the singer was in England, in Los Angeles, for most of that time. when it supposedly took place. But once again, 1965 is 2021.
Yeah, you know, I really feel like these things need to have a statute of limitations. I just feel like.
But can they
really
though?
Needs to...
Can they though?
What do you mean?
So we talk about statute of limitations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one, you say they was a child, and so well, I mean we can talk about. Because we know there's a plethora of cases with the Catholic Church. And the statute of limitations was taken away so that the people could go after the church. Now, we say she's a child at that particular point in time, but there's
yeah,
the fact
so then
that,
you bring it to your parents' attention. I mean, they're really, and I just feel like people need to be taught this because apparently, like, nobody knows. Like, parents need to be taught how to let their children tell on people.
Mm.
Like, for real. And if the parent is told and doesn't take action, then when the child is 18, you know what I mean? Don't wait until you're, you know, 60 years 68. Old, and, you know, 68. Bob Dylan.
68.
Okay, 68. That's even worse. To decide that you want to, you know, be mad at Bob Dylan. I mean, I hope you just didn't wake up at 68 or 67 and decide, oh, he ruined my life, when your life probably has been ruined since that day.
Yeah, because Bob Dylan is 80 years old. Yeah. So,
yeah, let God handle it now.
Yeah, I would ask the question, how is your 12-year-old daughter hanging out with Bob Dylan when she's 12? Where are the parents at? Because that
encouraging it because it's Bob Dylan.
Because it's Bob Dylan, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
At that time. He's what, 24? He's like 24, 25.
Yeah.
So a grown man can hang, where is your 12-year-old daughter doing in 1965 with a grown man in a hotel room?
Sad thing about that is if it was another, let's just say it was if it was a 16-year-old boy that was interested in her, that would have never happened. They would have tried to hog tie him and castrate him. That would have never happened. The parents would have been outraged of one of her peers being interested in her.
Maybe.
A 25 or 24. Well, I mean, you hear about it a lot, or at least back then. You heard about it a lot back then.
Well, once again, we're in a different era back then. And it apparently, I mean, because what was it, Jerry Lee Lewis? He married his, what, 13-year-old cousin. I mean,
yeah.
that stuff happened all the time, and they would get hitched. So, it gets tough because you could see it because that actually happened a lot in those days. But to see somebody come out now, like, I'm going to sue Bob Dylan. 60 years later.
Bob, he don't even know who he is. He don't even know he is Bob Dylan.
Right. Exactly.
he don't even know.
Well, he knows when you tell him, hey, you're Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Right? who. Thank you. I was trying to figure out who the hell I was.
Exactly.
Woo. So, yeah, this is 56-year-old claim. 56-year-old claim. Not 16.
You know, like I said, there really needs to be a statute of limitations on this stuff.
Yeah, but then when you put the statute of limitations on that stuff, you put it on everything. So, childhood trauma for children. See, because we're talking about children. And obviously, a child that's been groomed and put in those situations, they're not sophisticated. They don't understand. And they can be ruined and not have the mental capacity, skills to be able to verbalize what happened to them. So when we say statute of limitations, we start talking about, okay, a child who couldn't speak on it, and maybe it took a while, because I'm going to guess therapy wasn't an option in the 60s. Like
no.
It is now.
No.
So how do you verbalize your pain? Now, I'm not saying it's true, but I'm saying at the same time, if we look at factors, I mean, look at how folks are reacting now to COVID and the isolation that they had. And things that, I mean, because we're seeing the after effects of that. So you think about it. It's not inconceivable for a child.
I mean,
because you can be
not,
an adult.
But then that's what I'm saying. So then if this happened to you, if you can't figure a way out to work through this, to talk to the authorities, whatever it is, by the time you're 30, 35 max, then I hate to say it, you're just out of luck.
You holding the line like that?
I mean, I just feel the longer you, and I'm just saying, the longer you wait, the more it's too hard to prove. People forget things. In her case, I'm sure there's some people who may have fallen that aren't even alive now.
Well, yeah.
How do you prove it?
Well, I'm going to guess that there are no witnesses that are alive. I mean, just taking an educated guess, there are probably no witnesses that are alive. So it's definitely going to be he say, she say. We're dealing with 68-year-olds and 80-year-olds, because anybody else, more than likely, like you said, they don't know who they are half the time, much less
exactly.
Talk about, I was a witness to it. I saw them together. Not going to happen.
No.
Not going to happen.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, I feel like I understand, you know, and I'm not, like, faulting her so much, because I know she probably still, you know, holds that pain and she wants to feel vindicated, but at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
It's an interesting case. It's an interesting
case. For all we know, it could be a memory that, or something that she just, it's, you know what I mean? I have things that I saw that I did or said, and then I asked my, you know, asked my family about it, and then they're like, no. So I'm like, okay, well. All right.
Yeah. I guess it's like
it
seeing
could be, you know,
like
delusions
like
of grandeur for her.
Right. Never know. And on that note, we're going to go on break. This is Nas. Nobody.
One country, one state, one state, one state. Some people be nobody, nobody. Some place to be. piece and I'm rolling where the service always rolling. I'm packing my bag and going. It's a challenge in that. It's a balance in that. Visit beautiful places, it's more out here than the track. Houses in Long Island, they always found them. House in the South, a nigga barely got out. Sunny LA, remember calls with Dr. Dre. He told me, don't let the palm trees put you, nigga, be safe. Me and my higher self, we open with speak. Somehow we lost the connection, might meet a Joshua tree. And it's been bothering me. Too many wavy women, gotta log out the IG. Can't be my ADM in, no kidding. It's hard to move like a civilian. I write the truth cause I live it, not like you musical niggas. We did it big and they big it. They rather shoot than write tickets. What it feel like to go get it? What it feel like to go miss it? In one city, one country, one state, one state. Some place to be nobody. Some place to be. Some place you wouldn't know probably. Some place to be nobody. Nobody. Bought a plane, said let's go to Paris. That's where baguettes are from, French bread, that's Panera. I like the other definition, rectangular carrots. The concept of the song is rather esoteric. This girl said in Grenada, we should go get married. Broke the meaning down of the Virgin Mary. And you got your own place. My favorite part of the night when you text me that you made it home safe. I'm contemplating at the home base. Time used to breakfast in the ghetto, sipping OJ. That's a picture right there, a moment in time. Before anybody wanted a photo of mine. Before the internet energy and social decline. Destroyed the vibe, fooling us with the headline. Taking us blind. Folks just eat you alive. Take it to the side. Wishing I find one city, one country, one state. Place to be, some place you wouldn't know probably, some place to be nobody, nobody,
nobody. All my time has been focused on my freedom now. Why would I join them when I know that I can beat them now? They put their words on me and they can eat them now. That's probably why they keep on telling me I'm needed now. They tried to box me out while taking what they want from me. I spent too many years living too uncomfortably. Making room for people who didn't like the labor, but wanted to spoil greedy, selfish behavior. Now let me give it to you balanced and with clarity. I don't need to turn myself into a parody. I don't do the shit you do for popularity. They clearly didn't understand when I said I get out apparently. My awareness like Keanu in the Matrix. I'm saving souls and y'all complaining about my business. Now it's illegal for someone to walk in greatness. They want the same, but they don't take risks. Now the world will get to see its own reflection. And the anointed can pursue their own direction. And if you're wrong and you're too proud to hear correction, walk into the hole you dug yourself up a projection. See me in my freedom, taking all my land back. They said a lot against me, thinking I just can't back. I got my legs beneath me, I got my hands back. A lot of people sabotage, they couldn't stand that. I turned the other cheek, I took blow after blow. There's so much crisis in the world as you reap what you sow. When you keep what you know is meant for someone else. Them, you might just end up in yourself. I'm in the secret place. I keep a sacred space. They keep showing their hands, but keep hiding their face. If I'm a messenger, you block me, then you block the message. So aggressive, the world you made is what you're left with. Pride and ego over love and truth is fucking reckless. Y'all niggas got a death wish. The stupid leaves me breathless.
Some place to be.
Together you got smooth drummers, smooth drummers.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Nas, Nobody. Call-in number is 347-826-7435.
347-826-7435. All right. That made me like, man, Lauryn Hill going to come back? Is she going to be Lauryn Hill? Or is she going to be something else?
What do you mean?
Nas and Lauryn Hill, is she going to come back? She gonna give us a real album 20 years later.
You know, it's still amazing that that was her only album, and it's still
She had the second album. Remember, it was just the crying album.
Oh, I didn't listen to that.
Yeah. So yeah, it was tough, right? Because she had a couple songs on there that were gems, but it's like the rest of it, she's like literally crying. Like, literally.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad. So, speaking of bad, I've got a hater of the week and our dumbass of the week all at the same time. Can you believe that? It happened. It happens. And because it's the more scrumptious of apocalypse, it's just, so you know what? I'm just going to go all the way in.
Hate. I hate you.
So, who is this person that is dumbass of the week and hater of the week all at the same time? Jamila Chapman. She was arrested on charges of aggravated robbery and felonious assault. What's the hate? Can we going to start off with the hate? On Saturday, she cut off a woman that was driving with her 5-year-old twins. Forced her to pull over and get out of the car, then began to beat her with her fist and a hammer. The other woman that was with her took the twins out of the car during the assault. She said that she was trying to protect them. So that's why we pull people over, stop them, beat them with the hammer, and all that, and take the kids out so the kids can see mama getting beat. That's always love. Now, there's no motive, but don't really need it. So, how did they catch her? You know how they caught her, right?
What did she do when she went back home?
Yeah, she posted a video to Facebook bragging about the attack and the keys she stole.
Wow.
Posted a video bragging about, I pulled this bitch over, whooped her ass with, and I got her keys. Yeah, that part. See, you're a hater for pulling somebody over and beating them with the hammer. And you're a dumbass for going on social media bragging about it. See, I just can't. That's the most scrumptious apocalypse, Brown. Say something.
I'm just, you know, people in social media and.
Yeah. She posted it because I'm a special kind of stupid. Hello.
I mean, anything to get noticed, to get attention.
I don't know.
You know, we're all starving, I guess.
Are we?
You know, I think in some areas we're all malnutrition in some form or fashion.
So, yeah. So, on that note, we can just say that's this.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, you bring up a good point. We're all malnutrition. in some way, shape, or fashion. Here, we say in the world, but especially here in the United States. And that's Groundhog Day, because in the so-called greatest country in the world, one of the richest countries in the world, people are starving in some way, shape, form, or fashion. I mean, we're at a critical point where starvation. I mean, I would say that we're at an emotional famine level. Emotional famine. And I mean, that's where we are. But it's like that's where we've been. It's exasperated by the apocalypse. It's exasperated. It's just out here. But what we gonna do about it? How can we handle it? So yeah.
I say get rid of social media.
You think getting rid of social media?
Yeah, I think getting rid of social media, then we all have to go back to the way it was. We all have to, we're forced to deal with ourselves and the people around us in our little 5-meter area. We're forced to deal with people on our blog.
So you know what? We're going to do a show
about
that.
It will humble you.
Next week, we're going to do a show about that. We're going to talk about yay or nay. Should we get rid of social media? Y'all tune in for that next week. We coming with that one. It's going to go with some empirical data. You ready for that, bro? You ready?
I am.
So next week, loyal listeners, we going to come. We're going to ask that question. Is social media the problem? Should we get rid of social media? And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. Thank you for listening. You want to continue with the conversation, we're at smoothdrama.com. Jump into the chat room. Let's go. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama. Smooth.